Blog Talk Radio.
A mighty fortress is our God.
Good evening, Saints, and welcome to another broadcast of Reformation News, where I, your brother and servant in Christ, Radio Reformer, am once again in studio to present another proposition. Today marks proposition number 60. After today, we will only have 35 more to go. And we are making our way. We are doing what we need to do. We're doing what we need to do in order to arm the church with truth. With truth. The number here for Mr. J. Delano Ellis and the members of the Joint College of African American Bishops, if any one of them desires to call, the number here is 646-564-9730. I want to welcome all of our brothers and sisters tuning in from the continent of Africa, our brothers and sisters tuning in from Europe, our brothers and sisters tuning in from the Caribbean, our brothers and sisters tuning in from the Americas, our brothers and sisters tuning in from other parts of the world. Again, the number here for Mr. J. Delano Ellis, the second, is 646-564-9730. I doubt that the man is going to call in, but we do this so that they can say, so that we can have proof that we've always wanted them to call in and debate these issues. We don't see them debating us anytime soon because those who walk in the darkness do not want to be exposed. Those who peddle error don't want to be embarrassed. Well, we're talking about proposition number 60, and it reads like this: the purchasing of an insignia. And what's an insignia, my dear brothers and sisters? An insignia is Roman Catholic Episcopal accessories. An insignia is an accessory that the Roman Catholic Church allows its bishops to wear as they accessorize with their faggoty vestments, with their queer vestments. So, the purchasing of an insignia such as the gold pectoral cross makes those who wear them the grandest of hypocrites, who Christ will expose, rebuke, and damn at the judgment. Again, the purchasing of an insignia, such as the gold pectoral cross, makes those who wear them the grandest of hypocrites, who Christ will expose, rebuke, and damn the judgment. Let me read to you from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. The Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 7, beginning at verse 21. This is the verse dealing with the fact, the proof text, if you will, that Christ will expose these people, rebuke them publicly, and damn them at the judgment. Jesus says, as he closes the Sermon on the Mount, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven." So notice, one must do the will of the Father to be in right standing with Christ. See, you have to do the will, not talk about doing the will, but actually do the will. Do the will. Do the will of the Father. Many will say to me in that day, and what day is he referring to? Judgment day. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not cast out devils? And in thy name have we not done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. He'll expose them. I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Depart means they're damned. Exposes, rebukes, and damns them at the judgment. Why does he damn them? Because they're the grandest of hypocrites. The grandest of hypocrites. Now, what is a pictorial cross? Well, a pictorial cross is this huge cross, huge gold cross that these bishops wear. They're huge, and they're made out of gold, pure gold. The chain is made out of gold. The huge cross is made out of gold. Some of these crosses are jeweled. They have diamonds encrusted in, you know, jewels. And they're very expensive. You can feed a village. You can feed. I mean, these things are expensive, expensive. And as the successors of Christ, whom they claim to be, and as a successor of the apostles whom they claim to be, isn't it ironic that Jesus never had a gold chain, a gold ring, a gold anything while he was on earth ministering as the Son of Man? Nor did his disciples have any such foolishness. It was Peter and John who said to the lame man at the gate, beautiful silver and gold, we have none. What we have we give unto you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Arise and walk. That's what the apostles had. They had power. We looked at this in Matthew 10, in Luke 6, and in Mark 3, where Jesus ordained the 12. And he gave them power. He didn't give them vestments, nor did he give them insignia. He didn't give them a mitre, he didn't give them gloves, he didn't give them an episcopal ring, nor did he give them a cross, a gold cross. He gave them no such thing. But these hypocrites that they are, wear this stuff, showcase this stuff, show off this stuff, and they want us to believe that they're representatives of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you see, it's not what we say, but it's actually what we do. And many will say to me in that day, many will say to me who never did. Many will say to me, in thy name, did we not prophesy? Did we not cast out devils? Didn't we not do many wonderful works? And he will say to them, I never knew you. With that phrase, I never knew you, he exposes them and rebukes them. And then he goes on to say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And with that, he damns them. Depart from me. Depart from me. Get out of my face. Go to the place prepared for you. What's that place? The lake of fire. Depart from me. On page 53 of the Asinine Book, The Bishopric, a handbook on creating episcopacy in the African American Church, Mr. J. Delano Ellis writes on page 53, and he continues this foolishness on page 54, but let us begin on page 53. He writes, the cross and chain should be of precious gold or silver and may be worn by bishops only. Cross and chain should be of precious gold or silver. And even if it's made out of silver, with the rising price of silver, it's a fortune. The cross and chain should be of precious gold and silver and may be worn by bishops only. Well, Let's turn to the book of Revelation, if you will. Revelation 17. Revelation 17. And it says in Revelation 17, my dear brothers and sisters, it says, "And the woman," speaking of the holy church, "was arrayed in purple and a scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of the abominations and filthiness of her fornication." The woman, the harlot church, is all decked out in fine vestments and gold. 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 The church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the bride of Christ, let me read to you what she's dressed in. It says of her, in verse number 7, Revelation 19, verse 7, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife, have made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he said unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb." Blessed are they. Now, the Lamb's bride has no gold. She just wears fine linen. But the harlot church of Revelation 17, the Roman Catholic Church, the mother of harlots, of whom J. Delano Ellis and his Joint College of Clowns, oh, they wear the purple and they wear the scarlet and they wear the gold. And let me read to you. "The cross and chain should be of precious gold or silver and may be worn by bishops only." Bishops only. I find that strange. "For our Lord said this," in Matthew chapter 10, verses 38 and 39, "He that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me." Who is Jesus talking about? Well, he's not talking about bishops. He's talking about all disciples. All disciples are required to carry their cross. But Mr. J. Delano Ellis says, no, the cross is only for bishops. But that's a contradiction, Mr. Ellis. Jesus said, if any man would follow him, man, that woman needs to take up their cross. But you see, Mr. J. Delano Ellis peddles another gospel. He says the cross and chain should be of precious gold or silver. But the real church, the bride of Christ, the wife of Christ, the wife of the Lamb, doesn't put on gold or silver. And she does carry her cross. Every disciple carries a cross. But Mr. Ellis says may be worn by bishops only. He goes on to say, "The cross is the obvious message of the church for the salvation of the world in Christ, but not a gold cross, Mr. Ellis, not a gold cross, not a jeweled cross." He goes on to write, "The cross may have a precious stone encrusted in keeping with the bishop's desire." What about the desire of Christ, Mr. Ellis? What about the desire of our Lord? He goes on to say, "The chain from which the cross is suspended should be at least 40 inches in length from end to end." My goodness gracious. Have you seen those crosses worn by those bishops? They're huge. And they're made out of pure gold. And they are encrusted. But more than that, now you need to have a chain to go with it to boot. And the chain must be a 40-inch chain from end to end. But it's not the cross Jesus talked about. See, Jesus said in Matthew 10, and he that taketh not his cross, and every disciple has a cross, and follow after me, not follow after J. Delano Ellis and the Joint College, but we need to follow Christ, that same one is not worthy of me. It's not worthy. In Matthew 16, Jesus said, in Matthew 16:24, Mr. Ellis, are you paying attention, Mr. Ellis? I pray that you're paying attention. Jesus says, Mr. Ellis, then said Jesus unto his disciples, Mr. Ellis, how can you and the members of the Joint College of African American Bishops claim to be the disciples of Christ? For Jesus said to his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, Mr. Ellis. But you and the members of the Joint College do not deny self. You only care about self. You are the epitome of what Paul said, in the last days, perilous times will come, for men shall be lovers of themselves. That's what you are, Mr. Ellis. A lover of self. Not a denier of self, but a lover of self. Then said Jesus to his disciples in Matthew 16:24, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake will find it. What does it mean? What does it mean to take up a cross? To take up a cross and follow Jesus means to be willing to publicly identify with Christ. To publicly identify with Christ. Not to identify with Rome. Not to identify with the harlot church. Not to wear the harlot church's colors, purple and scarlet. Not to wear the harlot church's insignia, mitre, glove, ring, pectoral cross, and 40-inch chain. You hypocrites. No. To take up your cross is not to wrap a gold chain and a gold cross around your neck. But it is to be willing to identify with Christ, to experience almost certain opposition, and to be committed to face even suffering and death for his sake. Mr. J. Delano Ellis and his Joint College of Sissified, Faggotized, Queeritized Bishops are not willing to die for Jesus. They're not willing to die. No, they're not. This is what Mr. Ellis writes in his book. He says on page 55, manicures are encouraged. Manicures. This guy talks about pantyhose in this book. He talks about wearing purple stockings and slippers. These are effeminate men. Listen, I don't know men who check a book to see what kind of stockings they can wear. I don't have ministerial colleagues who are thinking about matching their underwears and their stockings and thinking about manicures. Okay, a breath mint. All right, let's have a breath mint. But okay, a breath mint, a little bit of mouthwash. Okay, I get that. A brushing of the teeth, I get that. But not manicures. Now I have to read a book to find out if the color of these stockings are appropriate for the occasion. And manicures are encouraged. Kissing hands is encouraged. These are sissified men. These are sissified men. This is a charm school. The Joint College of African American Bishops is nothing more than a queeritized charm school. Mr. Ellis says, We got the vestments down pat. We know how to wear the plumes and the rings and the chains. He's talking about the chain and the cross. The big cross. The big cross. My brothers and sisters, this man knows nothing of Matthew 10. He knows nothing of Matthew 16. He knows nothing. He knows nothing of what Jesus says here. To take up your cross and follow Jesus means to be willing to publicly identify with him. They stoned Jesus. Are you willing to get stoned? Are you willing to get nailed to a cross? To experience almost certain opposition. To be committed to face even suffering and even death for his name's sake. Are you willing to die, Mr. Allen? No. A man who talks about faggot wear and manicures and stockings is not a man who's willing to die. It's not a man who's willing to die. It's not a man who's willing to die. Now, let's get some audio up here. Let's get some audio. Let me get some audio for you. Because what you're going to hear next is going to make you want to regurgitate. When you hear this, you're going to want to vomit. No, not there. Okay. Let's see if I can pull it up. Okay, let's see. Okay, let me just go back just a tinge. All right, let's see if that's the place. Okay. Listen to this baloney. This is pure baloney. This is pure. I mean... If you're looking to make a bologna sandwich, you can make it with this.
My sister, who is...
Okay, it's coming up shortly. It's coming up. It's coming up briefly. Okay. Listen to this nonsense now. He's going to talk about the cross and the chain. Listen to this.
God forbid that I should glory in anything except the cross of Jesus Christ.
He says, God forbid that I should glory in anything except the cross of Jesus Christ. Well, let me read something to you, because he's not glorying in, he says, God forbid that I should glory in anything except the cross of Jesus Christ. Well, look what he writes here, look what he says. Manicures are encouraged, and since it is with our hands that we impart blessings, we encourage our bishops and clergy alike to take special care to attend to this matter. In the case of bishops, we would remind that people venerate our hands. They venerate your office? That people venerate our office by kissing our Episcopal ring or our right hand. Wait a minute, you're glorying in your office. But you hypocrite, you just said, God forbid that I should glory in anything but the cross, but here you want people to kiss your hand. Who are you? You're a confused man. God forbid that I should glory in anything except the cross of Jesus. He's a hypocrite. Why? Because he says, in the case of bishops, we will remind that people venerate our office by kissing our Episcopal ring or our right hand. Well, you're glorying in your office. I would say that you're glorying in your office. The office of a bishop. But you just said, God forbid that I should glory in anything except... You see, this is just baloney, heavy baloney, thick baloney being served up. baloney. Here it is again.
Has also.
It's coming up shortly.
God forbid that I should glory in anything except the cross of Jesus Christ. This cross made of precious gold, it's not pretty, it's symbolic. Her chain is worn in her left breast pocket, in a suit, on a vestment, it's worn exposed. But it's not something to be just admired. The chain means she's a prisoner. Your sentence is life.
I don't know anybody on death row. I don't know anybody in death row. Even in the liberal countries in Europe, even in the, where if you're in prison in Europe, it's like a country club. I don't know anybody who's on death row. I don't know that the Apostle Paul, when he was on death row in Rome, or Peter, or John the Baptist, when they were on death row. You know, John the Baptist was on death row. The Apostle James, you read Acts chapter 12. The Apostle James was on death row. You read Peter on death row. You read about Paul on death. I don't hear Paul saying to Timothy, "When you come, bring my cross and chain. Your sentence is life." No, they don't have a life sentence. These people live like kings. You read his book. You read about how people are supposed to treat him. Listen to this again. This is mind-boggling. This is mind-boggling. Listen to this again. This is here it is.
God forbid that I should glory in anything except the cross of Jesus Christ. This cross made of precious gold.
Just like in his book, precious gold. Precious gold. With a 40-inch chain encrusted with jewels. Just like the Pope. Just like the Pope. The Pope, I mean, they take vows of poverty. The Pope and the cardinals and the bishops and the archbishops and the priests, they all take vows of poverty, but they live like kings. Look at how much money the Roman Catholic Church has. The Roman Catholic Church can sell all its artworks and feed the poor of the world. And then Pope Francis gets up and tells you, "My heart aches for the poor." Well, go sell some of that artwork. Don't be a hypocrite. Sell some of that artwork you got in the Vatican and feed the poor. Talk out of both sides of their mouth. Like this guy, J. Delano Ellis.
It's not pretty. It's symbolic. Her chain is worn in her left breast pocket, in a suit, on a vestment, it's worn exposed.
Now, where does he get this stuff from? Roman Catholicism. That whole nonsense about taking it and putting it in your left breast pocket. All that's from Rome. All that's Roman Catholic canon law gibberish. All of it.
But it's not something to be just admired. The chain means she's a prisoner. Your sentence is life. You can never get out.
Sounds to me like the mafia. When you become part of the Cosa Nostra, you can't get out. They kill you if you try to get out of that secret society. But here is a life sentence. Now, I want you to listen to what he says after this. Remember, she's got a life. These hypocrites have a life sentence. Now, listen to this. Listen to what follows.
her ring, a symbol of government and collegiality with her fellow bishops. She is one among all of us. This is her ring, symbol of authority.
Wait a minute. Who on death row, what person do you know that has a life sentence, has a signet ring with a giant jewel on it? A signet, a massive gold ring with a jewel on it, just like the pectoral cross, jeweled. Who do you know on death row that has that kind of jewelry? And who has a life sentence? Who do you know? Who do you know? I don't know anybody.
And we respect her, truthfully. You don't really grab a bishop and hug a bishop. Put it on. You get it on. Okay. You respect the bishop by saluting her ring. That's your way of saying, I honor you. You don't just reach your hand out to shake hands with a bishop. You let a bishop extend his or her hand first.
Peace, Bishop.
Oh, I didn't know that. Just read up. How you be? Put your hand down and just speak.
Amen.
And, you know, gentlemen with class know when she extends her hand with that ring, we just simply salute her by kissing the ring. We ain't got to hug and squeeze it and bang her into us. Don't do that. She's a bishop.
I mean, that's what they tell people in England. You can't hug the queen. You can't even touch the queen. This is bizarre. These are hypocrites. Their cross is just pure hypocrisy. Their cross is pure hypocrisy. Their cross represents. These people do not represent the Lord Jesus Christ because they wouldn't die for Jesus. The people who are dressed up in these fancy outfits with these gold chains and gold rings and who live like kings and queens, when Jesus said, if any man follow me, take up his cross, he's talking about being willing to die for my sake. Are you willing to die? Well, the apostles all died. They were all martyrs. And John, the apostle, would have been a martyr, but Jesus spared his life. He died of old age, but it's not because they didn't try to kill John. On numerous occasions, they tried to kill John. The emperor Domitian took John and threw him into a boiling pot of oil. And after John survived that, he was exiled by the same emperor to the Isle of Patmos, where he got the book of Revelation. Every one of the disciples of Christ, every single one of them, took up their cross and followed him and died. These people talk about manicures and having people kiss your ring finger and how they can't hug you and don't let nobody touch you. You're special. This is your cross. And your sentence is life. You can never get out. Of course you don't want to get out. You're living like a pimp. You're living like a pimp. You're living high on the hog off of the poor black folk. Well, that's what happens when you join Rome. You become part of the elite. You become part of the pagan elite. And Mr. J. Delano Ellis is nowhere to be found. We keep giving him the phone number here. We keep telling him to call 646-564-9730, and he's a no-show. Mr. J. Delano Ellis, Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus, is a no-show. A no-show. Once again, Proposition 60, a no-show for Mr. J. Delano Ellis, author of the asinine book, The Bishopric. A Handbook on Creating Episcopacy for the African American Pentecostal Church. He's a no-show. Again, won't answer our questions. Won't resolve these contradictions. Because Jesus never said to put our cross around your neck. And Jesus never said to the exclusion of bishops. Only bishops can wear crosses. Only bishops don't wear a cross. Well, isn't the cross for everybody? Didn't Jesus say, if any man or woman or young person for that matter wants to be my disciple, let him take up his cross. Let him lay down his life for me and for my cause. But not according to Mr. J. Delano Ellis. Those who supposedly succeed Christ and the apostles are to live like effeminate kings and queens, divas, pampered peacocks who do nothing for no one. And for this reason, as I read proposition number 60 again, number 60, think about it. Number 60, proposition number 60. What does it say? Here it is. The purchasing of an insignia such as a gold pectoral cross makes those who wear them the grandest of hypocrites. The grandest of hypocrites. Whom Christ will do what? Expose, rebuke, and damn forever at the judgment. Do I need to say more? Absolutely not. This broadcast is done. This broadcast is finished, and I'll be back on Wednesday to do proposition number 61. Sister Marie will be in studio tomorrow to do the end time news report. As for me, brothers and sisters, God bless you.